on Triple J in the studio and back in the country, I'm guessing just for a few mere days, Sam and Nick from the Jezebels. Hello, gentlemen.
Hello, how are you?
Hello.
You sound very bright and chirpy for such jet-lagged individuals.
Yeah, I think I'm just running on pure adrenaline at the moment, or something like that.
It just turns into sort of a fun delirium after a while.
Yeah, exactly.
Where do you guys source your pure adrenaline from? Like, can you buy it in? You've been on tour in Europe. Can you get it?
Amsterdam.
Well, we just came from Amsterdam.
Oh, really?
Yes, we did actually.
Yeah, I'm wearing 24 hours ago. We're in Amsterdam.
Anyway, we'll talk about that European tour soon. But you're back in the country, and you pretty much went straight from the airport to the Sydney Entertainment Centre for the Arias for this rehearsals, which we've dragged you away from. How are the rehearsals going?
The rehearsal, we're actually not allowed to disclose too much information about it. So I'm anticipating people will be very excited to watch it.
Cool.
Just keep it a surprise. But the rehearsals went really, really well.
So everything, I mean, like, I'm sure you guys are fairly match fit at the moment.
Yeah, it went quite well, I think. Like, it's sort of weird because you're like, usually you play a whole set, like 10 songs, and you're like, okay. But then I think tonight's just going to be like, boom, one song.
Done.
And I'll be like, just getting into it, the last note, and then I'll have to leave.
Then it's all over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And do you get to, at least you have time to sit down?
I don't actually understand. It's very complicated. You don't really understand that when you're on the other side of it. Like, there's like the running schedules down to like every 10 seconds.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like down like at 1:43 to 1:44, these people will be doing this, you know. It's just like.
But you're not allowed to reveal what's going to be happening.
No. 1:43 to 1:44. Just keep an eye out.
Yeah. It's a good minute.
Can we at least confirm that there are two other members of the Jezebels involved in this? There will be a Haley and a Heather.
No.
They might be.
This is why Nicki Minaj and Taylor Swift were invited to the Arias.
Thank you. Oh,
can we reveal
now? No. You couldn't. You didn't do that. Oh, God. Management is going to kill us.
We did not say that. You have to wait and tune in tomorrow on Go to find out who is singing and playing keyboards and backups for the Jezebels. I didn't know Heather played violin until I saw some videos today.
Oh, she can play anything she wants.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
That was amazing. I saw some videos of you guys just doing impromptu,
like acoustic sessions.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's amazing. She just plays it. No worries.
I can play the shaker too, believe it or not.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Sorry, let me rephrase that entire. I didn't know Nick could play the shaker.
Oh, well, it's funny you should say that because, well, I've been practicing for years now and it's something I've really, you know, taken seriously.
Yeah. It was just, I'm amazed you even do proper plugged in gigs now with the shaker skills that you've got. And it's a small egg shaker.
It depends. The timbre you're looking for. There's a number of different types of shakers out there.
Usually
it's in a sock.
Yeah. Sometimes you have to muffle them. They're a bit too loud for cameras. So you wrap it in something like
That's up there with Louis Armstrong. That's like a muted trumpet.
Oh, yeah.
That's great.
Oh, yeah.
A bit more complicated.
Look, give us a call. I think we're just going to focus the interview on shaker skills. If you know a different type of shaker, give us a call and we'll just ask Nick about that.
I have a good story about a shaker. Once I lost my shaker right before a gig. So I ran up to the convenience store. I got some rice and a small packet of Pringles. Ate the Pringles nice and quick. Filled it halfway up with rice, gaffer taped it up, and then
the best shaker we've ever used, I think.
It sounded amazing. So there you go. There's like a $4.90 shaker.
You're a modern day musical MacGyver.
Thank you. I've been waiting for someone to call me that.
Lovely to have the Jezebels back in the country. Let's have a listen to Endless Summer right now by the Jezebels on Triple J. That's the Jezebels on Triple J with the Doctor and Endless Summer. They're in the country just to do one song at the Arias tomorrow night. Sam and Nick are in the studio. Do you even get to go and say good day to your flatmates, like see your houses?
Well, I don't have a house here anymore. I'm going to spend some time at my mum's house up north, but yeah.
Yeah, I haven't actually had a permanent rental property for about a year and a half now, so none of us actually have, so.
Do you have
been good, but it's also been. We miss certain boring things like cleaning up the kitchen and stuff like that.
Yeah, I want to do the dishes.
You can go right out there.
All right, no problem.
I don't know who's on Triple J kitchen duty, but you've just given them a gift. Yeah, because you do miss, I guess, stuff like that. But you would have missed out on stuff as well.
Actually, the biggest thing that we noticed was on the flight back from London, there was a movie called Kath and Kimderella.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't even know that was actually happening.
No, it took the number one slot in the premiere section of the Qantas award-winning in-flight entertainment.
Yeah, yeah.
And I couldn't believe it held such a high position. I didn't even know it existed.
It was, I mean, obviously it must have been number one all over the cinemas in Australia.
Exactly. Yeah.
Maybe it was being released in every city a day after we left that city.
That's
probably what happened.
Oh, yeah, it would have been massive in the States and everywhere. I can't remember specifically seeing it or hearing too
anything
much.
Anything about it? Okay, maybe it wasn't much of it. Sorry.
Talking to Sam and Nick from the Jezebels, we're going to get some more movie reviews happening. What movies did you watch on the aeroplane if you didn't watch Catherine Kim Dorella?
I watched Fargo for maybe the 10th time.
So good. I had a moustache up until yesterday and
really?
People were saying I look like William H. Macy.
Oh.
That's not
like a compliment, but sort of not. Yeah,
a bit of a backhander, yeah, exactly.
Oh, hey, Margie.
Yes. Oh, yeah, okay. Yes. Oh, so many. Anyway, let me talk about the things you've been doing, because you've been doing amazing things. In fact, you were on that flight coming home from a tour that you just stepped off with 90s angst rock legends Skunk and Nancy, who sound a bit like this if you don't remember.
My 90s
were so much about this lady and Skunk and Nancy.
And that's like, we were talking to Australian people about them and they were big here in the 90s. And I remember because I used to listen to the Hottest 100 albums from like 94 or 5, maybe 98 or something. And not many people know them, but in Italy and in Spain and Portugal, we're doing like 9,000 capacity rooms. Like they were absolutely massive there. So it's quite a different world. But
it's awesome. Yeah.
Great band. I was just like blown away every night. I was like, fuck. I was like, oh my God.
And you went, oh my God. What happened? You finished this tour like 24 hours ago, you finished your show on stage, and what happened? They came out on stage.
Yeah,
that's exactly right. They
they said they were going to do something. Like they said they're going to do a joke, play a joke on us in our last song. So we're really nervous. And then we're playing our song Dark Storm. That's the one we finished on. And we just looked behind us and they're projecting images of Australia on the projection in front of, like, it was in Amsterdam, so it was like 6,000 people
there. The Ziggo Dome, yeah, it was like 6,000.
I don't know
people.
If anyone in Amsterdam actually got the references to like Neighbours and Home and Away.
And, and stills from Kath and Kim Dorella up there on the screen.
Ned Kelly was one. I had to sort of raise my head right the way back to see it, and I saw a koala staring back down at me.
Yeah. It was really nice though. And then they came on stage and said thank you, and it was awesome.
Yeah.
So this is it. You're in Australia. This is like break time for you guys. You got like a month.
Oh yeah, definitely. I mean, we've finished like this show. I suppose will be like the 176th show we've played since October last year.
You including the Shaker shows at the music shops?
No, not at all. No, not even. Or my solo Shaker work for me.
Workshops.
It's not even including them. Yeah. So, this is the grand finale, which is quite fitting, it being the Arias, I guess.
Especially being that, like, three nominations last year, five nominations this year, Best Australian Live Act, Best Group, Best Independent Release, Best Rock Album, and Album of the Year, of course. And actually, no Shaker-related category. No. That's next.
Those happen during the commercial breaks. the smaller categories. But rest assured,
But what a lovely way to finish, as you said, like a massive year for the Jezebels.
Yeah, exactly. It's absolutely insane. So coming back home, playing the Arias last show on the whole, you know, prisoner tour for us, and then we just got to go write some more songs so we don't keep beating people over the head with these ones.
I've got Nick and Sam from the Jezebels in the studio. We've got a little bit more to talk about after a tune. I do have to ask you guys about this.
I know that.
And we'll find out what exactly that is after this. This is Chance Waters and Bertie Blackman, Young and Dumb on Triple J. On Triple J, that's Chance Waters, Young and Dumb, featuring Bertie Blackman. And in the studio, Sam and Nick from the Jezebels. There'd be a lot of Australian music that you guys just wouldn't have had a chance to get your heads around.
I've actually been listening to a lot of Australian music. Because the AMP Award last year, one of us gets to judge the next one. So I've been...
You've been designated
I've actually
judge.
Been listening to hundreds of Australian albums. So.
Because the AMP now there's no entry charge, so so many people are entering.
There's over 300.
Oh,
so
you can actually tell me.
Yeah. I actually haven't gotten to the Bertie Blackman one yet, though, but everyone's been pretty excited about it. So
It's pretty damn good. I saw her play two nights ago. It's part of the Aria Week. She played a gig. So awesome. Damn good. Now, Sam and Nick from the Jezebels in the studio. Heather and Haley are not here. Is this probably the longest you've been away from Heather and Haley, like, this year?
Yeah.
I mean, apart from like overnights and stuff.
It's exactly like that. We've got to know each other very, very well. And if you hear our conversations, if anyone, like if any alien person from not our little group comes in, they think we're actually should be in a psych ward because we always talk about is poo and wee.
I believe it's poo and wee, and it is the awesome slapback phrase, Cool Story.
Cool Story.
Exactly. Oh, my God. Yeah.
I saw a set list which had been completely amended, so every song just had Cool Story, which is that Cool Story, bro.
No, we can't say, cool we actually bro. Can't even talk to each other anymore. Like, all, for one, on the one hand, we've told everyone
any anecdote.
Any anecdote, any story we've ever heard or seen. Everyone's like, I've heard it before.
Oh, no.
And so, and then if they haven't heard it, they just say Cool Story.
So it's just... it doesn't matter. But we haven't heard these stories.
Oh.
You're back here, so tell us about this.
Okay. That was in a venue called The Basement in Atlanta, Georgia. It was approaching Halloween. And
the night before Halloween.
In the night before Halloween. And we just wanted to wish, you know, all the Jezebel's fans a happy Halloween. So we made the weirdest, creepiest looking video we possibly could. It was very impromptu. I put a plastic doll's head on my head and covered my own head with a shirt, of course. And
Haley was singing that song by Andrea Bocelli, Don't Say Goodnight, I think it is. Beautiful track.
Yeah.
Made grotesque.
And that's how you guys celebrated pre-Halloween.
Yep.
Yeah, we actually celebrated Halloween in New Orleans.
Oh,
Haley,
nice.
Sadly, we'd been doing about a month of touring through the States and she lost her voice.
Canceled the show.
And actually, that's a good story. That lady at the shop when we were trying to buy stuff from the shop.
Oh, I was berated by this woman who worked at the bar that we canceled the show at. She was like, "Oi, are you in the Jezebels?" And I'm like... Well, yeah, and she's
did
like...
Did you think she was going to ask for an autograph
or
something?
Like that,
well,
like, oh,
not
cool,
necessarily.
Yeah.
Like, I don't brace myself for that all the time, but I'm just like, okay, yeah. And, you know, get the bleep button ready. She's like, you bastard, like, I can't... You guys ruined our night at this pub, rah, rah, rah. I can't... And she just going off at me. I was like, do you even know why we canceled the show? Our lead singer lost her voice. Like, it was even a smoking venue in Atlanta. I don't even know they existed.
They shouldn't exist.
The night before. So Haley was choking on all this smoke the night before. And everything went pear-shaped. But I was like, our lead singer lost her voice. She's like, yeah, well, Blind Melon's lead singer's dead and they still play shows.
That is the best F you to a band I've ever heard.
I'm just speechless.
I was standing outside the shop and Nick came out because there's a massive line, so it took a while. And Nick came out like pale faced. Like, I was like, what happened then?
Wow.
That is the best. I mean, what can you say? I mean, there are a lot of. I mean, did she bring up INXS as well?
They still play, yeah, exactly.
Actually, they broke up last week. You missed that.
Oh, that's right. I actually did hear that in the grapevine.
Oh, dear.
So she brought the ubiquitous Blind Melon defense.
Yes.
And I'm not going to play Blind Melon's.
You hear that? You hear that shaker in that track? Okay.
That's stereo shaker.
Yeah, exactly. I want you to appreciate the importance that shaker brings to this. So.
And I want to suggest a moment silence for Shannon Hoon.
Yes.
I think it may have been the lead singer of Blind Melon.
Yep.
He also sang with Guns N' Roses on Don't Cry. Great dude.
Be missed. Has been missed.
Thanks, guys, for coming in.
No worries.
Sit down. No, seriously, but Haley is fine now.
Voice. Yes, of course. Yeah, I mean, a Jezebel show without Haley, I don't know what that would turn into.
It would be tomorrow night's Nicki Minaj and Taylor Swift Spectacular.
Exactly.
Yeah, well, they were booked out, so we were just left in the lurch, really.
Oh, no, Triple J, thank you, gentlemen, so much for coming in. We've got to get you back to that rehearsal. Enjoy the arias. Good luck for your 5 nominations. Have a lovely month off.
Cool.
Songwriting, seeing your friends
and
family.
Thanks so
much. Yeah, thanks for having us.
And we'll see you in the new year.
Always a pleasure.
Definitely.
It's the Doctor on Triple J.